Hare Krishna. Today is Srila Prabhupada's disappearance day in the West, but in India it's tomorrow. So our observance of that will be tomorrow. But I thought I would make the podcast today anyway. Tomorrow we're bound to have Pushpanjali and reading Prabhupada Lilamrita, as well as seeing the video, the final lesson, and of course singing Guru Vastaka at the time of Srila Prabhupada's departure. And today I'll just talk briefly about one of many things that comes to mind, one of the unlimited things that comes to mind when thinking and talking about Srila Prabhupada. And that's not letting Srila Prabhupada depart, not letting Srila Prabhupada die. As Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, he leaves in Zil, who say that Vaishnavas die. The Vaishnavas living still and sound, and Vaishnavas die to live. The living spread the holy name around. And we often say that, yes, the spiritual master, Acharya, lives in his valley, and so does Srila Prabhupada continue to live in his vani. He lives in sound, in the Srila Prabhupada's instructions on what is Krishna consciousness, how to practice Krishna consciousness, how to preach Krishna consciousness, how to manage a Krishna consciousness movement. Those instructions are eternally there. They're recorded in Srila Prabhupada's books, his recordings. They used to be tapes, now they're CDs or they're on hard drives. In Srila Prabhupada's letters, there's no dearth of instruction from Srila Prabhupada. But more important than Srila Prabhupada's instruction or Prabhupada living by dint of the instructions that he gives is that he lives by dint of us accepting those instructions, making our lives one with them, and continuing to live by them as individuals, as a Krishna consciousness movement, whoever we may be. Then Srila Prabhupada will really never die. So I say that it's more important that we put into practice Srila Prabhupada's instructions, because what is the use of instructions if they're not applied, if they're not applied religiously, vigorously, attentively, carefully? It's like a expert cook. He may tell us everything about how to cook, but if we don't apply what he teaches us, if we don't cook, then we go hungry. Or if we do it a different way, then things won't come out as he had intended them to. And for us, success in Krishna consciousness is how Srila Prabhupada intended things to come out. If we stick to that, then we should be convinced that we will be perfect in our own devotional practices. Our Krishna consciousness movement as a society will be right, and its mission, spreading Krishna consciousness, will also happen as it should. Of course, it's not necessarily the easiest thing to actually follow Srila Prabhupada's instructions. I say that it's not easy to follow them in the sense that we see that sometimes Srila Prabhupada gave opposing instructions on some certain topics. I'm not talking about points of philosophy, I'm just talking about some practical issues. Sometimes devotees interpret or understand Srila Prabhupada's instructions in different ways, and that's natural. We're individuals. So the real question then comes is not only how is it that, or what is Srila Prabhupada's instruction? We know that it's written down. It's how we, number one, take to heart Srila Prabhupada's instructions, or make that principle that, yes, our life and soul, and the life and soul of Prabhupada's followers for umpteen generations, Srila Prabhupada's instructions, and then, as we have those instructions, then we actually meditate on them, discuss them, study them, analyze them, as Srila Prabhupada would say, from different angles of vision, and come to a shared vision as to how to apply Srila Prabhupada's instructions. And sometimes that shared vision may be shared by only a majority. It may not be a consensus. That means everyone may not agree. But then Srila Prabhupada also gave us that was, for instance, the methodology of the GBC, that a majority decides on a course of action. But certainly Krishna, who's within our hearts, who can reconcile all kinds of contradictions, apparent contradictions, different points of view, will help us to do just that, and to be faithful to Srila Prabhupada's words and the intent behind Srila Prabhupada's words, if we really, really try, if we dedicate ourselves to making Srila Prabhupada's words our life and soul. Shakshad Hari Trinasamasta Shastri Dastata Bhagavate Sati Yasya Prasada Bhagavat Prasada Yasya Prasada Nagati Kutopi. So, yes, the words are there, and it would be so easy if that's all it took, that Srila Prabhupada had said this, and now everyone in the Krishna consciousness movement understands that instruction the same way. We follow it together. But we see that that's not the reality. Nonetheless, if we agree that we don't have any other source of inspiration and direction aside from Srila Prabhupada's vision on things, and we keep digging deeply to understand what Srila Prabhupada wants us to do in life, then certainly Krishna, Yasya Prasada, Bhagavat Prasada, Krishna will reveal to us individually and collectively how we can achieve that purpose. And in that way, and if we pass on that tradition, that faithfulness to Srila Prabhupada's words, the determination to stick by Srila Prabhupada's instructions, and we pass that on to ongoing traditions, then it's a fact, Srila Prabhupada will never die. And whose responsibility is it? Yes, it's the responsibility of the leaders of the movement, the GBC, the sannyasis, the temple presidents, but ultimately it's the responsibility of all devotees. Srila Prabhupada would use a phrase like, you're also a senior devotee, you're also an older devotee, so it's your responsibility. So that's one thought for today. I'm sure so many other devotees will give and share so many other realizations of their own, but it was my thought that even though it's Srila Prabhupada's departure, Srila Prabhupada had physically departed from this world, but we shouldn't let Srila Prabhupada ever die. Hare Krishna.